Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great folks over at touringplans.com. The folks over at touringplans.com have been making Disney vacations better for years and years now, and they do that through a simple premise. They keep you out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World or Disneyland vacation. They're in the parks daily, looking at the crowds, looking at trends, but they also look at deep numbers like school holidays, how the economy's doing. They have lots and lots of data right there at their hands, and they use that data to help you plan a great Disney vacation. If you have your premium subscription to touringplans.com ready to go, you'll have access to the mobile app Lines, which gives you up-to-the-minute information right there with wait times and fast pass return times to help you make great choices on your Disney vacation to keep you out of lines and having a great time. And that's what it's all about. Check out the folks and support the folks who support us. They're over at touringplans.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 928 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Monday to you, and thanks so much for checking in here on the last Monday of October. That's right, folks. Next Monday will be in the month of November 2015. It'll be wrapping up soon. Holy cow, let's don't think about that yet, because that means the holidays are coming. Thanksgiving will be here before you know it. Then it's Christmas, then New Year's. Let's just sit back and enjoy the end of October here with Halloween coming up in the next week and talk some Disney. Let's take some stress off here for about 30 minutes and head down to Walt Disney World virtually. And you know it's a Monday, so you know that means it is a Trip Report podcast. And today we're heading up to the wonderful city of Boston with our great friend Barbara. Thanks for joining us, Barbara.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. And it's always fun to talk to folks up in the Northeast. So this time of year, I'd imagine that you're going through... You're preparing yourself for that bitter winter. Hopefully it's not as bad as last year. I bet you everybody up there is hoping that you have a milder winter this time.
I don't even want to think about this thing. It's going to be just as bad. So.
Oh, no, it can't. I don't think it can be as bad. Can it? I mean, can that happen twice?
It could. It's 60 degrees today, so we'll enjoy that.
There you go. Good stuff. All right. Well, let's go down to where it's typically... Well, when I go in the summer, it seems like you're walking on the sun, like 128 degrees every day. But you know what? This time of year, it's seasonal, about 80 degrees, and we're going to head down to Walt Disney World. So tell us about the trip we're going to talk about today.
So my son is a big Disney fan like I am, and he was turning 16. So I said, you want to go on a trip somewhere with Mom? And he said, yeah. And I said, where do you want to go? He said, Disney, of course, Mom. I said, just with me? He said, sure. So off we went. We usually stay at the Polynesian, but since they were doing construction and everything, we said, let's try the beach club, which was great. So being from Massachusetts, I didn't really want to be, at the beach club because it was like Martha's Vineyard in the Cape Cod, and I'm used to that. I'd rather be someplace tropical, but it was great, and I loved being that close to Epcot.
So you guys are veteran Disney travelers then?
Yes, my first trip, I was 7, and then I went in high school, and I actually marched down Main Street with a band, and then I dragged my husband on a honeymoon, and he's somewhat converted, not totally. So it's probably my 16th trip, I'd say, overall.
Wow, nice. So let's talk about your planning, because we like to talk about the planning on this show, because it seems like everybody's out there planning their next vacation. So you talked to your son, he wanted to go to Walt Disney World. You obviously know what's going on with, the construction is now pretty much wrapped up, but at that point it was going hot and heavy. This was last November. So, what kind of stuff do you guys do since you've been many times? You don't have to, look at the basics, but how do you tackle when it comes time to plan that vacation? What do you go to?
Well, we usually go around food, where we want to eat the food. So I usually make those reservations first. And, we try new things, but we don't. I am an obsessive planner. I have an Excel spreadsheet with everything, where we're going to be. But I'm pretty good about changing my mind if we need to, based on the weather or whatever. So I think the first thing I did was, after I made the reservations, I made all our ADRs. We like Canada, we like France, we like Liberty Street Tavern. And then after I did that, then I made all my Fast Pass reservations through, you know, the magical, whatever that's called. Sorry. Magical experience there.
Yeah, well, you got your priorities straight. You got to take care of the food first, then the attractions. You know, you're talking to the right person here. I like it.
Absolutely. And we, you know, we go so many times. We're very, very blessed. And what I try to do is, you know, hit the big rides. And then if we can get on the other rides, that's great. But, you know, we don't feel like we have to go on every ride on every trip. It kind of, you know, makes you look forward to going back again. So it works out really well. And my son's very laid back. You know, if we decide to change our mind about doing something, he's like, okay, you know, whatever you want to do. Where my husband and my daughter, they might not be as laid back as we are. So it makes for an easier trip.
You know, every family's like that. I think it's kind of good to have that mix. But you're right. I mean, when you get to that point where you can't be there in your first trip, your second trip, maybe even your third trip, but when you realize, you know, it's looking like, you know, we really like this place. We like to come down here. And we're going to get to come back. And you don't have to say, oh, man, I have to ride X, Y, and Z, or I have to see this show in order for this vacation to be a success. You're right. Just the peace of mind of that really kind of sets the tone for the whole vacation.
Exactly. And so, for example, like, we never, ever do, like, the American Adventure in Epcot, you know. So my son and I decided that was, like, one of the first things we did on the first day. And it was wonderful. The whole thing gave me chills, and it was great. I hadn't seen that show probably in 15 years. So it was, you know, so doing things like that, which was great.
Awesome. Well, let's head back to the resort here, because you said, you know, you like the feel of the Polynesian. It's very different than back up, you know, in the Northeast, but you decided to give Beach Club a shot. So tell us about your room and what you thought about that.
So the room was great. We were in room, I think, 1517. So we were literally four rooms away from the door. That was the last door. That was the closest to the International Gateway. So it was nice not having to, you know, go on a monorail or a bus or anything and just walk into the into Epcot. The room itself, it was very nice. We had a bottom floor, so we were overlooking the quieter pool. And then there was a little bit of wear and tear in the corners, like the wallpaper was pulling out a little bit. But the room was very comfortable. It had two queen-size beds. You know, it was plenty of room for just the two of us, and it would have been plenty of room for the four of us, too. It was nice. It was very nice. It was, you know, decorated in a New England theme, so I felt right at home.
Yeah, that'd be like having a Missouri theme for me, being there, you know, like cowboys. And even though it's not cowboys in St. Louis, everybody, I think, around the country, pictures that we're all riding on horses here in Missouri or something, you know, who knows? But because I'm sure,
exactly.
You know, I'm sure not everybody in Boston's on a boat every day, you know, like they make us
right. Believe.
But so, you know, you mentioned some of the ADRs you made, like Canada and France, that it seems like, mm-hmm. you know, being close to the International Gateway at the Beach Club there would have been very convenient for you. And you kind of took advantage of that.
Oh, it was great. And, you know, even if you're walking around, it was November, so sometimes the nights get cool. Oh, I think I need my sweater. So you just walk right back to the room and you get your sweater. So that part can't be beat. You know, listening to the boats go back and forth, picking everybody up was great. I'm all about atmosphere. You know, I could probably sit at any of the resorts and just take it all in and not even go to a park and be pretty happy.
Yeah.
So it was very nice. Definitely our second favorite resort. We still love the Poly. Price is getting a little bit crazy for the Poly now, though. So I don't know. We might be heading back to the Beach Club more often.
Now, one of the highlights, you know, whenever you talk about the Beach Club or the Yacht Club, you have Storm Along Bay. And it was November, but did you get a chance to spend any time over near the pool?
Yeah, no, we really didn't. I thought we'd have a more relaxing vacation, but we ate at Hurricane Hannah's, but that was about it. We didn't even really see the pool. We're not, we don't swim a lot when we go down there for some reason. I'm not sure why. I guess we're all about just walking around and taking everything in. So we didn't do that, but I heard it was great.
All right, we'll give you a pass on that one, but you got to tell me, did you go to Beaches and Cream? Did you at least get ice cream from Beaches and Cream?
Oh, no,
you're hurting me.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I've been there before. How's that? Does that help?
That does help.
We didn't get there this time. Yeah. We're such creatures of habit. It's really sad. We seem to do a lot of the same thing that we did the previous trip, because once we like something, we like it.
Yeah.
So we didn't get there. Sorry.
No, I'm with you. I do the same things over and over. But Beaches and Cream just happens to be one of those things that I do every, you know, every time. And I'm not staying there, but I make a, you know, a trip just to check it out. So, Well, it sounds, you know, so let's get into the park. So you spent some time in the park. So give us, you know, some of the highlights of going around the theme parks and, you know, and then we'll get into some of the specifics of the meals later. But, you know, attraction shows, stuff like that, that stood out.
So we did the mine train, which we hadn't done before. So that was great. I loved it. We actually have some good friends that live in the area, but they don't never go to Disney. So what we decided to do was to go to the Christmas party the first night we were there, and it gave them the opportunity to go to the park without paying for, you know, $100 for the day. They only had to pay $60, and they could go to the party, which was fantastic. It was so great to see it through their eyes, because they were just, their eyes were like just wide open, like, wow, this is awesome. So we went on the mine train with them. We went on Splash Mountain. It was still warm enough. We went on Thunder Mountain Railroad. We went on Haunted Mansion. It was just, we went on all the good rides. And have to go on Carousel of Progress each time, and we have to go on the People Mover every time we go to Magic Kingdom. So that was all great.
That's awesome, too. And, you know, I'm getting ready, actually, to go to the Christmas party here next week when I'm down there for the Wine and Dine Half Marathon weekend. So highlights of that, because I know we're just now leaving, you know, here in the next, you know, we're wrapping up the Halloween parties. So any highlights for folks that are going to be doing the Christmas party this season?
Well, I mean, the parade is definitely it's awesome. I think there was two parades tonight we were there. I'm not positive, but we went to the first parade, and you know, there was definitely a Frozen theme in there, but that was great with the snow. The one thing we did do also is we sat in the back near Liberty Tree Tavern when the fireworks went off, and we had just gotten our cookies and cocoa. So we're sitting there with our cookies and cocoa watching fireworks. You know, it was wonderful. So I highly recommend it. I think if I did it again, we had gone to Epcot earlier in the day. So, you know, we paid for a day of parks. I probably wouldn't have done that. I probably just would have gone to the Christmas party and just paid that much, you know, that money, and then had tickets for the rest of the time. So if you're trying to save some money, the best thing to do is go to the party, because you can get in at 4, even though it doesn't technically start till 7. You could get 4 to 12. You get nice, you know, 8 hours.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like
$65.
Exactly. Like you said, for your friends, I mean, that's a good value if you know you can get there at 4 o'clock, because, you know, when you picture what you're getting per hour plus the party benefits, I think that, like you said, that's kind of a great kind of hack to get your money's worth in a day at the Magic Kingdom during the, you know, the party season.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. And the other interesting thing is, you know, because we always go to Magic Kingdom from either, you know, we went from Beach Club this time through. So what we usually do is walk through Epcot and go on the monorail. This time we met our friends at the Transportation Center. So we took the ferry, and when you turn the corner and see the castle all lit up, like, we had the view that everybody else always gets. It was breathtaking. It was just wonderful. Everybody's just so friendly, you know, with their, all the cast members are in there, are dressed up and waving with their big hands, and they're, you know, it's just, it's great. It's wonderful. I highly recommend it.
And there's something to be said for getting down there and, you know, with the holiday decorations being up and it being not so hot, that you can actually, it just puts you in a different state of mind. I know my summer vacations are awesome, but they seem like they're always kind of frantic and, you know, very busy, high energy, where when we go down in the wintertime and it's not quite so hot and the parks, you know, are, you know, have on their holiday decorations, it's almost like, it reminds me more of like here in the Ozarks in Missouri, like Silver Dollar City. It's got more of a homey feel to it.
Right. No, it is. It's great. And we've gone probably 7 times in November, and I think only once have we ever had to wear rain ponchos out of all those trips. So you can't beat the weather. It's wonderful.
That's glorious.
Yeah, sometimes you can get cool night, but overall it's great. So that was definitely a highlight. And then we have other friends that live down there that never go, and they just happened to be at Epcot one day we were there, and we took them on Soarin', and they were nervous because they had gone to that other park down the street on the Harry Potter ride and got motion sickness. So they were worried that they were going to have the same thing on Soarin', but they absolutely loved it. So it's funny because now on Facebook, I see them posting a lot of pictures from Epcot. So I think they might have bought annual passes and maybe hooked. So that was great. And trying to think, if there's, I mean, we go on everything, you know, we love Spaceship Earth, we love, you know, the Mexico ride in Epcot. We did end up going to Animal Kingdom this time, which we weren't planning on. Another tip there is we usually get reservations at the Tusker House around 8 o'clock. So we get there before everybody else. So by the time we're done with breakfast, we walk out and we literally walk right onto the safari ride.
Ooh, good call. When the animals are kind of more active, you know, that or right before sunset.
Right, exactly, exactly. And then, I mean, you can go down Krishna first after that and then do everything out and, you know, be gone by 1 o'clock if you wanted to.
Which I think, you know, hey, it's going to change here soon, but a lot of people do exactly that. So let me ask you this about Epcot, because you mentioned you had some friends meet you there, you know, just like you have friends meet you at the Magic Kingdom. What I've noticed over the past, you know, few years, we've gone down there for podcast events and just meeting folks that work down there, got a lot of friends in Florida now. You know, Epcot's a very social place where it's a good place to meet friends because you can share meals, you can just kind of stroll around World Showcase and, you know, wrap the night up with, you know, maybe a glass of wine and some fireworks. I mean, did you notice that that's a great place to kind of catch up with folks that you don't see as often as you'd like to?
Yeah, because actually we sat in Italy probably outside on the chairs for about an hour just catching up and chatting. And they have a daughter that's 10 years old, so she had already done half the KidCot on each of the lands and stuff. So they we actually had reservations to eat, but they didn't. So we took off and went to France, and they ended up eating in Italy and loved it. But yeah, it was very low-key. Nothing like going to Epcot at night, too. It's just, I loved the atmosphere of it.
Yeah.
It was great. We've been during Food and Wine Festival, too. And it's so much more crowded. That's the only problem.
Yeah, that's true. It is. It's a nut house during Food and Wine.
I know it is. Especially a Saturday night. It can be really crazy.
It is. It is. I mean, and, I am getting older, but, you know, I'd much rather do Food and Wine like at 11 o'clock on a weekday nowadays because, you know, you don't have to wait in line. The weather's, you know, typically nice that time of year. It gets a little hot in the afternoons, but man, I'd rather have the heat than the crazy, you know, crowds, especially because, you know, like you said, like on Saturday night, sometimes you get a few people that are a little bit rowdy and out of control, and that's just not really fun for anybody.
Yeah, I did see somebody with a shirt that had the, you know, checked off all the countries that they drank in that night. And I'm just like, oh, I'm glad. I hope they're not driving. That's all I can say. But they were fine. They were calm. But
well, let's jump into some of your... Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say the other thing is we didn't know it at the time, but of course we went to the studios to see the Osborne lights and not knowing that it would be our last time to see them, which we just, you know, we absolutely love that. That's when the four of us go as a family, we could probably sit there for an hour and just take in the lights and the, you know, the snow and the music and everything else like that. And I had a feeling it might be our last time that we see them, but I'm glad that we got to see that for the last trip.
Yeah, I've kind of, I guess preemptively told myself to tell the Osborne lights goodbye the last couple of times that I saw them. And I'm lucky again, we'll get to go down for Wine and Dine and we run through there. Well, I'm assuming we'll still run through there with the lights on towards the end of the race. Right. But, you know, it's like one of those things. It's been rumored so long that they're going to go away. But now that it's actually happening, it is kind of disheartening. And I know it has to happen with the Star Wars expansion. It's right in the middle of it. But that's a very unique thing that, you know, during that season, it's just if you've been there and you've done that, especially for folks that have done it, you know, more than once and it becomes kind of a semi-family tradition, it's going to be a thing that's hard to replace. It's really cool. You know, you just don't get that anywhere else.
It's so true. And I just, you know, the first couple of trips we went in November, we went at the beginning of November. So it was just probably the last three or four trips that we actually got to enjoy it. And then I love being on the Tower of Terror when the doors open and you can see that, you know, see the lights too. That's pretty awesome. So definitely going to miss it. Maybe they'll find someplace else to put it, but I don't know. That just makes me sad.
Me too. I saw somebody post on the social media saying something like, oh, well, they're getting rid of the Osborne lights, so they need to bring back the lights of winter over at Epcot. Now, that'd be cool because I miss those as well. Did you like those?
Yeah, I did like those. You know, it's funny because the last time when we were there, I said about Epcot, I'm like, wow, it seems to be lacking what it used to have here, and that's probably what it was. I didn't even realize it.
All right. Well, let's, you know, we haven't really, you know, taken the time to dive into your meal. So you mentioned you guys ate, I'm assuming, Le Cellier. France has a few different options. So tell us about your meals. Would you recommend them to everybody else?
Well, my son and I absolutely love Le Cellier. We had free dining, I believe, this trip. So we knew we were going to use 2 credits, which was fine. The cheddar cheese soup is just, it's You can eat the cheddar cheese soup and the pretzel bread, and I'd probably have a and be full. But no, we had to have the filet mignon and had to have dessert. It's so wonderful. I love the atmosphere. The waitresses and waiters are always just very, very friendly. So that's our favorite to do when we're not with the rest of the family. And also same with France. We just tried France for the first time probably 2 trips ago, and it was my son and I, and just love that too. You know, the macaroni and cheese, I know that's kind of basic, but very good when it's in France. And then the French onion soup, and the, you know, the waitress we had, she was sweet. She actually had done the program for a year, but then ended up staying, and she had been there for 7 years. So she was hooked on Disney too, as well. So that's just really nice. And I love talking to the waitresses and waiters and finding out, you know, about their background and things like that. So those are our two probably favorite meals. Then we also did the Primetime Cafe, which we hadn't done in a very long time. Had a great waiter. You know, ordered a refill of vanilla Coke and got 7 of them. but he was fun. We met a very nice couple next to us that had been at Disney for, I think, 3 weeks. And they were probably in their late 60s, early 70s. And it was their first trip by themselves to Disney without any kids or grandchildren. And they seemed to be having a great time. And food was great. So we didn't really have any bad meals. The other big meal we ate was Liberty Tree Tavern, which is another family favorite. It's so nice to have a turkey dinner rather than have, you know, steak and the Italian food. It's just a nice change of pace. I miss the characters, though. I definitely miss the characters. But, you know, that's definitely a New England type of place. So it's really, really good. And then we didn't eat it. We ate at Hurricane Hannah's once. Wasn't very impressed. But we also, you know, used to the Captain Cooks of the Polynesian, which we usually eat every lunch there. So I don't think we ate there. And then we ate Ohana's, which sadly was our worst meal of the trip. And I think partly the waitress wasn't that great. She wasn't very attentive. And some of the food was cold, which is very surprising because we've never had a bad meal there. So that was probably our least favorite meal of the trip. But we'll definitely go back. You know, we'll try again.
So did you have dinner at Ohana's or breakfast? Or
we did. Yeah, dinner? We had dinner. We always have dinner. We try to time it so we can be there for the fireworks, too.
But that's kind of you mentioned, like, you know, the service being slow. That's one of those places where the service really does affect the meal, because with, you know, them bringing out the skewers of meat and all the sides and stuff that they, you know, that you really need to have an attentive server, because they need to keep that stuff refreshed, and you don't want to, you know, have it. Like you said, I mean, if they're not on top of the game, then you are going to get food that's not, you know, super hot and how it should be, because they have awesome food. I love Ohana's, but you're right. If you have somebody that's fallen behind in the serving, it kind of throws the whole meal off. You're right.
Exactly. And she seems like she was just bothered to be there. I don't know if she's just having a bad day. You know, everybody has a bad day, so it's fine. But at the time, they didn't have a salad either. So I think they're now back that they have a salad, but they didn't have the salad either. So, but overall, I mean, all the meals that we had were delicious. We're not big breakfast people. The only meal we had for breakfast was at the Tusker House, which we absolutely loved. That's a great place. I don't know if you've ever had the breakfast at Tusker House. That's great.
Yeah, that's a great one. You know, the thing is, you got to kind of seek that one out, because I know a lot of people are thinking, you know, breakfast, you got to do Chef Mickey's, you got to do Crystal Palace, you got to do Ohana, you know, all those kind of Magic Kingdom-ish, you know, maybe Akershus with the princesses and stuff like that. But, you know, I know that Tusker House is out of the way, and a lot of people don't want to be at the Animal Kingdom at 8:30 in the morning. But it's a great meal, because it's got a lot of the safe things, it's got characters, and it's got some more exotic options too. And, you know, it's a buffet, so you're not out. If you want to try something that's kind of, you know, African inspired, and you're a St. Louis, Missouri kind of guy, you don't know what you're getting into, there's no risk, you know. And I really enjoyed giving that place a shot, and it's really well themed. It's a great meal. It's even a pretty decent value.
It is really great. And, you know, the first time I picked it a few years back, I actually looked at the menu and it said homemade donuts. And I love homemade donuts. I said, we're going to go there. And then ever since then, we're hooked. So I'm not very exotic.
That's all they got to say. Homemade donuts.
Sugar.
That's right. Krispy Kreme, I'm there. Nice.
Exactly. We don't have Krispy Kremes in Massachusetts. So.
Oh. No, we don't have Dunkin' Donuts here, you know, so it's a nice treat. I know everything's Dunkin' Donuts up that way.
Oh, everything is Dunkin' Donuts. So, but they don't make. I don't think they make the donuts fresh anymore. So,
yeah.
It's only coffee now.
We're wearing everybody out here on a Monday, talking donuts and all these good restaurants.
Exactly. I know, it's pretty sad. So everything, you know, the park, I thought parks were in great condition. They were clean. The bathrooms were clean. All the cast members, except for that one waitress, were wonderful. Because I've heard, you know, other stories saying, you know, cast members are rude, and we just didn't have that experience at all. So, which is nice. And we just came back. We were there in August too for a couple of quick days at the Polynesian, and same thing. There was nobody. Everybody was just wonderful.
Yeah, it's great to hear. And plus, you know, I think that, you know, when you're a guest and you're looking to have a good time, it makes it easier for the cast members to really get into it with you. You know, it's some, mm-hmm. you know, unfortunately I see some guests that are just, it's like, why are you here? You know, like you're kind of a pessimist about everything that's happening. And, you know, I know that, you know, it's expensive and everything. And some people worry about that and kind of let that affect their vacation. But the thing is like, if you meet the cast member halfway, they're going to kind of finish it off there and have a great day with you. I really believe that. And I think you see that too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it can be expensive. Obviously, when we have stay at the Polynesian, it's crazy. We usually get a deal. It's either free dining or 30% off. And then I just don't look at the per night cost, and I'm okay. Yeah. So, but you know, you could stay at the All-Stars and, you know, do it really cheaply. So.
And that's one of those things, you know, I think that's great advice, is that, you know, once you pay for your vacation, you can't go down there, you know, because a lot of times if you're on a package, you're paying that off a month or, you know, a month and a half in advance. You can't get there mm-hmm. and say, okay, today's costing me $273. I got to make sure during this next hour from 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon that I'm getting $36 worth of fun. You just got to kind of say it's paid for. Let's have a great week. Let's make as much magic as possible. Let's make memories and go from there. Because when you're trying to, like, you know, evaluate every hour of every day of every trip, I think that spoils the magic. You know, I think you just got to kind of throw caution to the wind. We paid for it. This is going to be a great trip and go from there.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're not lay on the beach type of people. So for us, it's totally worth all the money. You know, it's great. I'm trying to get another trip in the spring before my son goes off to college, but not sure about that one yet.
maybe it'll happen. You never know. You got to be optimistic. Now, last question for you for this time of year. How were the crowds? Were they manageable? Did you find them to be all right?
You know, sometimes the streets were a little bit crowded, especially in the studios and the Magic Kingdom, but the rides themselves weren't bad. It's definitely, so this was the 13th through the 17th that we went. We typically go a little bit later, right before Thanksgiving, but they were fine. I mean, you know, we get up early in the morning anyway, so I think that's huge. If you get up early and get going, you're all set. And then with the convenience of booking all your fast passes, which I actually love that we can do that, I know I'm going to get all the rides that I want to get on. So I don't think we missed any rides at all. Toy Story Mania actually was down when our fast pass was ready, and it was great because we had a free fast pass the rest of the day for any ride we wanted to go on. You know, we could use it for Toy Story Mania when it came back up, but you know, if we decided we didn't want to go on that, we could go on the Rock and Roller Coaster or wherever. So it was just nice to just look at your Magic Band and say, oh, okay. You know, look at my app and say, okay, now we have Fast Pass to, you know, something else. If Toy Story Mania doesn't come back up. So, you know, the crowds were very manageable. So.
All right. Well, hey, it sounds like you had a great trip.
We did. I can't wait to go back again. Well, we went in August, and now I'm trying to go again in January, but we'll see.
Well, good luck with that. Hopefully you get down there, because I know that, you know, as your kids are getting ready to go off to school, because we just went through that with Paige, that, you know, every day all of a sudden it becomes like, oh, we got to make the most out of this, because, you know, they're not second graders anymore, and it goes quickly. So good luck with that, and thanks for starting our week off by taking us back down to Walt Disney World to Beach Club and talk to a little Polynesian and all this fun stuff, Barbara. Thanks again.
Oh, great talking, Mike. Thank you.
All right. Don't forget, today's episode brought to you by the folks who are going to keep you out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World or Disneyland vacation. They're over at touringplans.com. Touringplans.com is going to give you access to the mobile application lines, which gives you up to the second wait times and fast pass return times. And we'll even have the optimizer, which, if you've never used the optimizer, it's incredible. You just select the attractions you are most interested in that day, maybe 10 or 12 or 20. Whatever you're looking to do that day, you type them in or you select them from a list, and it will tell you right now the best way to see those attractions with the least amount of weight. It's amazing, and it works every time. So check out the folks who support us. They're going to make your next Disney vacation awesome. They're over at touringplans.com. The next Be Our Guest podcast live show comes your way on Sunday night, November 15th at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. We hope you'll put it on the calendar and join us. Again, that's November 15th, Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. We'll be chatting and talking live on the air on MagicalMouseRadio.com. Magical Mouse Radio plays the best mix of Walt Disney World in-park audio and music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Turn it on, leave it on all day, all week. MagicalMouseRadio.com. Give us a follow on Twitter. We're at BeOurGuestMike. We're on Facebook at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And of course, join the friendliest forums on the internet at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. And if you don't mind, keep those ratings and reviews coming on iTunes. That helps us move up the ratings and more people can find us. And it helps us grow the show. We appreciate that so much. Everybody who's done that over the last couple of weeks, thanks for taking the time. We know it does take some time, and we really do appreciate that. All right, so for Barbara, I'm Mike, wishing you a great week. Thanks so much for checking in and downloading the show. We'll be back again on Wednesday answering your listener questions. So we hope that you have a great week. Continue to work hard, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.